are now listening to the
Do Dirty Show.
The Stepchildren of Hip Hop.
Welcome back, everybody. The Stepchildren of Hip Hop is the Do Dirty Show. We just heard Milan Crispa's song, Burning Up. I think he's on the line. Are you there, Milan Crispa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome. Welcome to the Do Dirty Show. So, how's it out there? What time is it out there in L.A.? It's early in the morning, huh?
Yeah, it's 9 a.m. here.
Yeah, you're not used to getting up that early, are you?
I am. I'm used to getting up this early. I feel a little funny. I don't feel too good.
Oh, well, let's try to make you feel better. All right, so I need to play a clip for you. Let's start from the beginning with you. This is when I first heard of you, was when you was on 3LW TV. Big shout out to Linnell, and his, show over there. And he had you on, and this was 2009. Splash, could you play the tape, and then we'll move forward from here.
You know, I'm not gay. Yeah, I'm cool with it. It doesn't make me a difference. Not at all. I think anybody who feels like that, they have something to hide. So, I think that's pretty much it. When you're afraid of something, if you're not attracted to guys, you're not attracted to guys. I mean, being around them is not going to make you more attracted to guys unless you are attracted to guys. You know what I'm saying? So, that's my theory.
So, are you gay? Are you bisexual? What are you, sir?
I am a sapiosexual.
You're a hoo-hoo?
A sapiosexual.
All right, you gotta explain. When you got these new terms, which, listen...
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
It's all right. Whatever you want to be considered. Yeah, I get it.
No. I really don't... I'm actually a gay man. It's not... I was on Wanda Williams' show. I was just breaking into the industry, and I was a little afraid of... being myself or being gay or being known as gay, because I thought, a lot of doors would be closed because of that. But at this time in my life, I really could care less. If you don't want to work with me because of my sexuality, then I don't want to work with you. So, at that time I was just a little new to, wet behind the ears and really didn't know what to do about my sexuality.
Let me tell you something. That was such a grown-up answer. I really like that answer. Let me tell you something. I like the fact that you admit that, listen, I was young. A lot of us have been. So we all understand where you're coming from, brother. And now I can relate to you. So what changed? Was a dick in your mouth? Did that change?
No. Like I said, it just comes with maturity and not really... being afraid. I think being afraid keeps a lot of people from doing a lot of things that they are capable of or might want to do with themselves in their life. And, once you lose that fear of what could and would and won't happen or will happen because of whatever reason, I think you excel because you just don't take no for an answer. You just keep going. So,
right. So, listen, you got this new track out, but people may know you more actually from Superstar. I mean, that was all over the place. I do remember that song when it came out. And congratulations to you on that, on your success with this music. But now I heard you've gotten the ear of Akon. Is that, what's going on with that? I mean, you were on TMZ Live, and, I'm a big faithful viewer, and I saw you, and I was like, oh, my God, I know this kid. Not know you personally, but I've seen you around. I've seen your trail of sexiness that you leave everywhere you go, And so, I was like, oh. So Akon is listening to you, huh?
Well, yeah, my manager, he is the A&R of Convict Music. His name is D-Tech. That's pretty much it. I'm managed by...
Let me tell you, not for nothing, but that's how things happen in Hollywood, right? It's who you know.
Yeah.
What's the feedback that you're getting from, his label? What's the feedback?
I don't get any feedback directly from the label, but from my management team, they're the ones who picked Burning Up as which was going to be my next single, after Superstar, and they also basically have laid down a trail of what's going to happen next and different interviews and different performances on different TV shows and stuff like that. So I mean, they're doing great.
You're,
I mean,
you're
my
really just going along for the ride then. I mean, you don't even know where you're going to be going in the next maybe couple of months.
Well,
right?
I know what my goal is, and you know, and I know what I have to do to reach that goal. So basically what we do is we set a goal. So when I first started getting management from D-Tech, it was basically, where do you want to be in the next year? And I told him. And then from that point, you know, we're doing everything it takes for me to get to that point. You know what I mean? So,
That means you're in control of your career. I like that. I just wanted to make sure that you're in control, though. I don't want you to be this puppet where it drags you along. I mean, you know. I like your music. You sound a lot like Pitbull and Flo Rida. You know, I'm sure you get those comparisons. I mean, your music video is tasty cakes all over the place. I see your pictures all over. Why don't you show any penis? You always show ass. And let me tell you, as a very, very, very happy top, I love your pictures. I love your pictures. Show all the ass, please. But you don't show you don't show penis. Is there a particular reason why?
Because penis pictures, it no longer is artistic, borderline artistic artwork. It becomes a little bit pornographic, and it's kind of like the Catch-22 with females. You can show tits and ass if you're a female, and you know you won't be considered a porn star, or you know, my pictures are already racy enough and risque enough that I just don't want to get to that level where I'm labeled as that. So, in regular TV shows, you see ass, and in regular TV shows, you might see a breast or a nipple or something like that. So, I kind of play along with that. I don't really want to cross that line, you know.
You don't want to go all the way. I get it, and that makes sense. You come from the ballroom scene. I've seen some of your videos. You walk sex siren and all that. Do you still do that, or do you miss it? Do you miss the ballroom scene?
Well, I do. With the ballroom scene, it's a love-hate relationship because, for one, I felt like I've learned a lot on, you know, how to deal with people, how to deal with, you know, semi-celebrity things and rumors and so on and so forth. So it taught me a lot, and it also gave me a place where I could grow my talent and be confident with myself. And I think a part of the reason of me being as successful as I am, I owe it to the ballroom scene. But at the same time, the ballroom scene has its downfall, which is, you know, just a lot of drama and mess and rumors and, you know.
That's why I don't understand why we haven't had a reality show with ballroom children, because I think it would be probably the best thing on television, the drama and the scandal and stuff.
Yeah, it's just always something. So I've actually separated myself from it. I do go with, like, one of my close friends might have an event or something where it is a little classy. I'll go and stop by, but I don't participate. I haven't participated in almost a year or so. It's just not my cup of tea right now. I want to focus more on my career. I love them to death, but it's just, you know,
right,
I have to move on.
So, all right. So you say you're gay. So, have you been in a relationship recently, or, you know?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship recently, but I am right now dating someone.
Oh, okay. Are you the top or the bottom? Because I envision you being the top, just because. But I don't see why you probably wouldn't be fluid. You're from L.A. I know most L.A. queens are really fluid with it. They just go wherever the cocaine goes. So, I mean, are you a top or you're a bottom? Are you fluid? What are you?
Well, I don't know. What does fluid mean? What does that mean?
Fluid means, you know, verse. You got to go with the wind. You know, if whoever's feeling a certain way. Maybe,
how do you know the person that I'm in a relationship is not a female?
If it was, why couldn't you top and bottom for her, too? I'm progressive. There's this thing called pegging. I mean, you know, you're the type of guy that I could see letting your girl strap on and planning
her. You are crazy. Listen to you. Oh, my God. No, I'm in a relationship, and we please each other, put it that way.
Oh, okay. I guess we just have to assume that, you know, when they say please each other. I guess to say please each other means verse. So, okay, we're just going to go with that.
Is that, you know, listen.
Okay, let me fill in the blanks for you, okay? I know you don't want to say too much. You may be, you know, hot skipping overseas. That's why I think you should take this track. Management in the room thinks you should take this track overseas. It thinks you do really good over there.
I would love, you know, honestly, I really would love to get it over there, but I don't have the connections. That's something that my management would have to start facilitating.
What are you talking about? You're a Gordy, for Christ's sake. You've got Gordy in your last name. I mean,
that name alone
makes you think about, oh, well, yeah, let the guy in no matter what. Yeah.
I don't, like I said, it's something that those connections, those avenues, you know, they have to recognize you as an artist first. And so I feel like, you know, maybe getting those type of magazines or getting write-ups in their fans, like their fan base in the EDM family and the type of music I need to get into those pockets. So,
something, but I don't want anyone to misconstrue this guy's credentials. I mean, to me, you are an artist. You're an actor. You are a legitimate actor. You're a legitimate artist. You're a legitimate model. Like, you're not someone who's just some hack off the fucking street who decided you want to do this. I mean, listen, you've got a film, you got at least 5 films, 6, maybe even 10 films here, 10 TV spots, including Nip and Tuck, you know, The Doctors, you've been on The Talk, you know, the new Baywatch, big shout out to that, you know. And I think, to me, you've done commercials like Red Bull and Chase Bank. You've been modeling all over the place. Come on, man. And I usually don't spit out people's resume, but you're coming off a little too humble. I need some cockiness out of you. You know, I need to know, because I see you go on your auditions, you sell it. You're a stripper, obviously. You are a stripper, right?
No, I'm not a stripper.
You do it very well. You do it very well.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Thank you.
No, I don't want to be too cocky. I want to be humble, because, you know, like I said, whatever's in store for me, you know, it's in store for me. So I don't need to, you know, because I do have my times when I do feel a little, you know, okay, but sometimes people take that the wrong way, and I don't want people to assume
what people say, okay?
No, it's not what people say. It's about, I don't want people to assume
a certain way. Yes.
No. I just don't want to be perceived as this cocky ass motherfucker or this person who is a, you know, thinks he's a shit list or something. I just want to be me. You know what I mean? And I want people to perceive me as such. Like, I like the fact that you brought up, you know, all the things that I've done, and I want them to know that. I don't want them to know, like, Kanye West. He's a great, put it this way, Kanye West from Chicago. He's a great artist. But when you think of Kanye West, you think of a complete fucking asshole. Like, he's so cocky. He's, you know, and I don't want.
Hey, you're gonna win there every time. You're gonna win.
Yeah.
But let me ask you. Let me tell you something. All right, listen. You're from Chicago too, right? Originally.
Yes, I am.
And you moved out to L.A. to, you know, do the acting thing, right? We see your videos where you're doing the acting thing, and you had this web series. Let's talk about this web series a bit, okay? You had this two-episode web series. What happened to it? You were doing this thing about strippers. I feel like you are a stripper. I feel like I know you, and I think that you would be a better stripper. If you thought about doing it as a career, being a stripper...
You are silly. No, nothing happened to it. We're on our third episode. It's in editing. I just haven't released the third episode. I was going to release it right before Christmas, while people are at home and, you know, have that time to watch it. So I'm going to kind of get it out there around that time.
I think it's a cute show, though. I do think it's a cute show. I'm with you on this. All right?
Thank you.
Yeah, keep it up. I just see you with a white guy. I don't see you with black guys too much. I mean, even, you know, ever since you left the ballroom scene, I don't see you taking pictures with black guys. I see you a lot with white guys. You like white men?
I love everybody.
Hmm. But you'd rather have sex with a white man?
I'd rather have sex with somebody who I love.
Oh, okay. So you got to be in love to have sex.
Pretty much lately. Yeah, that's how it is now.
Lately? Okay, so there was a time when you were... Okay, great. That's perfect. Now listen, we all have
to decide when of course, everybody has their, you know, when they, you know, when they're just all over the place. But right now, I'm more focused on my career, and I want to focus on something that I can build something with somebody, and, you know, we care about each other personally, physically, everything, mentally.
When is the whole album coming out? Because I feel like, you know, the first single came out, and we were waiting for an album, we never got it, then we got the second single. So is both these tracks going to be on the album that you release soon?
Yes, it is. The album comes out in January. So
right around the corner. Okay.
Yeah, comes out in January, right around the first quarter.
And I plan to see you everywhere, right? You know.
Yes. Yes, and my PR team is going real crazy. I just got an email with just all type of events and red carpets and all the stuff that they want me to go to. So, in the next couple of weeks, do you know my Facebook page is blocked for 30 days?
Oh, what happened? What happened? I got blocked too. What happened?
Okay. So, I have a picture. Mind you, this picture that's on my page is from years ago. It's like me sitting in the back seat. It was from this,
That's the picture I have up too. Of you in the back seat with the guy with your hands around the cakes and everything.
Well, it's not that one. This one is me by myself in the backseat from the Time magazine, the GT Time magazine in London. And it had over, like, 2,000 likes. It's a very old picture, and it's probably one of my most acclaimed pictures that people love as far as from their series, Karma Sutra or whatever. And recently, maybe like a week ago, I log on to my Facebook page, and it tells me, you have posted a picture that people, you know, somebody reported, and you're blocked for 30 days from posting on Facebook. So I cannot post anything on my Facebook wall, on my Facebook page. I can receive messages in my inbox and respond to them that way, but I can't post, like, a picture, nothing. I'm just so frustrated with that because I love my Facebook page, and it's around this time where I'm promoting stuff and doing stuff. I need it active, but it's off right now.
Let me tell you something, brother. Can I just be honest with you? I've been there where I was blocked. It was just a week, but listen, even that week where you have a daily show hurts you. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I promote every day. Like every day, I'm literally on you know, on the air. So, you know,
right.
For us, when we got hit with that 7 day, I was like, ah! And luckily,
right.
I had another page where I had to sort of like ghostly run my fan page from another page. It was weird. It was really weird.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I like you. You know, let me tell you something what I heard about you. And I've heard some things about you. And everything I've heard is you're the nicest guy in the world. You're the nicest guy in the world. You've never been approached to do porn at all?
Yes, I have. I've been approached to do porn, especially speaking of that picture that you saw. After that, like, I got, like, an $8,000 porn offer to do porn. And, you know, I was like, wow. But I didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I told the lady, she's really famous, too. She's a famous drag queen porn producer or something, I heard. But it's just something that I didn't want to do.
And what about straight porn? I mean, you know, I mean, you've been known to be around the women. I mean, is that like that's totally out of your character? Yeah.
I just don't want to do. I'm not a porn star.
Such a nice guy, though. Everyone likes you, though. Everyone really, really likes you. And so I think that's going to work for you. I get you. I like your music. I'm looking forward to seeing more. I was very shocked to see you on TMZ Live, but now I'm expecting to see you on Jimmy Kimmel. This is the press junket I have for you. Jimmy Kimmel and definitely Arsenio, because, you know, you got to help Arsenio over there and his queen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever slept with a celebrity? You're from out in L.A. You don't skip over that.
Maybe.
Yeah. a male celebrity?
Listen, you know what? That is so bad. I've slept with somebody I liked before. With another one.
Okay.
Because, you know, people with that question, people really dig and want to know. Like, they really try to piece stuff together.
I'm not trying to piece stuff together. What I'm
not you.
To
do, no, not you. You're a journalist. You're a journalist. You're doing your job. I'm saying, I've had like rumors on media takeout in different places of me sleeping with Kanye West and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? So, I don't want to mess up anybody. If it is something that they wanted to talk about, or, you know, if it's something that they want to put out about themselves, then they'll do it. They don't need, I wouldn't do that. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I'll give this the opportunity to anyone in the room that wants to say anything, because we still have, you know, our seduction over there and our first lady who's behind the boards. They're still in the room. I've just been really enjoying your conversation. I think they both also been enjoying the conversation, too. You're very open. You're a pretty cool guy. I kind of like you. Cisco told me I would like you. You know Cisco, right?
I know several people named Cisco. Which Cisco are you talking about?
Yes, friends, honey.
Cisco said he hit you up on Twitter yesterday and said he wished he could be here. He wanted to know where in L.A. you live. That's what he wanted me to ask you. Where in L.A. do you live?
I live in Beverly Hills. I don't know if you're familiar with the Beverly Center or the SLS Hotel, but I live right next to both of those places in the new building that they just built.
Great. Isn't that where Whitney,
Whitney was at the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's not too far from you though, right?
No, it's not far. It's probably like a mile away.
Yeah, how was it living around there when that happened? I'm sure it was like pandemonium. It must be crazy around where you live. Like,
I just moved here maybe like 4 months ago. So I haven't moved. Before that, I lived in West Hollywood. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Not necessarily in the hood. I like that. Okay, you're hanging with the bigwigs. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure the man that you have has a nice little pocket change then. You know, you're not dating no broke nigga. I can't see that happening. You don't have to acknowledge. So you're from, so that means cocaine and mollies are popping all around you. Are you involved in any drugs? You don't give me that, but are you?
No, I don't even drink. I'll drink occasionally, but
do you smoke weed?
No, okay, so maybe I need to rephrase what I was talking about, because yes, I do smoke weed.
Nothing wrong with it. We all cheap in the room, okay? We're all cheapers except for seduction in the room.
Oh, okay, yeah, I definitely smoke weed every day.
Nothing wrong with it. I think it's, and where you live, it's legal. You know, you can just get glaucoma. You got glaucoma?
Yeah, I can't see, yeah. That's
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I really like you. We got to go, but let everybody know where they can follow you. It's Milan Christopher Gordon, everybody. I just like calling you Milan Christopher. Fuck the Gordy part. Milan Christopher.
I don't even use, you know, those are in-laws, so I don't even use Gordy. Only reason why I have Gordy on my Twitter page is because once my page got verified, they told me if I changed my Twitter handle,
it would be unverified, yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you don't even go to the family functions?
Well, yeah, we go, like, during Thanksgiving, we have a bowling thing that we have. I'm going to be, that's actually this weekend, I'll be going to that. Christmas, I'll go over to the house and eat, because I don't really have any family. Majority of my real family lives in Chicago and in Atlanta. So, yeah, I'll hang out with them during the holidays, but other than that, it's more, I'm more to myself, you know?
Yeah, I hope they're not embarrassed by your interview. You were talking about cock in the mouth and... You know,
I'm not talking about no cock in the mouth. That's you talking about cock in the mouth.
Wait, you've never had a cock in your mouth? Is that what you're saying? You never had a dick in your mouth?
Oh my God. Yeah, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Milan Chris Gordy, MilanChristGordy.
Wait, do you shave your ass, like in between your ass cheeks? Do you shave that part?
Yes, I do, and you know what? And I hate when it grows back, because that shit itches like a... Oh, I hate it. It wears me out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, so I'm back to make sure they keep it, you know, shiving.
Yeah, I use Nair. Nair works really good.
Oh, I mean, listen, I got a permanent Nair on my tongue. I take that right off, you know?
So if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's going to be blocked for the next couple of weeks. So, but it's Milan Christopher. It's Facebook.com/MilanChristopher, and Instagram is just Milan Christopher. So, thank you guys for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. This is a fun interview. One of the best interviews I've had. So,
thank you. Listen, I really appreciate you. We support you here. And listen, when your album comes out, you can always come back on and give us a couple more tracks. We'll play it, and we'll, you'll have you on and have a little more fun, all right?
All right, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too.
You are now listening to the
Dude Dirty Show.
The Stepchildren of Hip Hop.